And then she tried to call to Linda.
But they cut the phone and they took her phone.
And they took her phone away and they turned it off.
They also told her she's not allowed to talk to me, so she said something about the dog attacks. And everything's okay.
They said that they were police and only one of them showed a police ID to her. And I guess
but they introduced themselves as a Shabak officer.
Okay. And finally they ended up when they came they said we're working for Shabak. She asked for ID and only one of them showed some kind of police ID.
Okay, so eight people, Julie, I just want to understand this. So eight people came on Sunday. This was the first time that anything bad had happened?
Yes.
Everyone carries guns in all security forces in Israel. So although, of course, that would have been intimidating for Nether, it doesn't mean anything. I mean, ordinary police people, just like in the States, carry guns. So they came to her house, and they asked her what?
No, I was saying she asked them to see their ID.
Okay, let's talk.
Yeah, I'm asking Nether to ask, for you, Julie, or David to translate. What did they ask? What did they want from her that first night? What did they say? And did they take her with them somewhere, or did they just stay in her apartment?
I muted it. So
they went to my computers, my phones, and checked my contacts, righted my contacts, some contacts. Sila, Setare, Shaike Komornik, David Horowitz, you. Linda, Mohsen, Asher,
okay.
And asked me who is him.
Okay.
I said, this is my friend.
Why is she calling me that name?
This is my friend. It's for journalist Jerusalem.
Even when she's underdog, she can't be
polite. And this is my friend in Tel Aviv. And so, next... when they came to Asher, told me who is Asher. I said he's my friend in Israel. Asked me how friend. Do you know he? I said I didn't see he, but I know he.
Facebook?
No, without Facebook. I said. This officer told me how you know him. I said when I was in Turkey, I had a problem, and Turkish meet MIT asked me, want me, attacked me, and. Next, my friend Mohsen.
When she had a problem in that with Turkish intelligence service, I sent a report about her to Amnesty. I introduced her to different organization, and I know Sharon Nelson. Chip.
Okay, so basically, yeah.
She can't hear us.
No, you can hear me now.
Okay, I can hear now.
Okay, so basically what happened was when Neda was threatened, David had filed some reports about that.
To different
organizations, United like Amnesty Nation, International, UN,
also the Jewish Agency.
Also with the Jewish Agency as well.
And Asher introduced himself as if someone who was working for Jewish agency.
Okay, Asher introduced himself as someone who was working for the Jewish agency, and that's how David met with him originally.
Okay, so let's come back to Israel on Sunday. So they asked you lots of questions.
Wait, this is last Sunday, right?
Mm-hmm.
I spoke with him in Turkey, and next he promised me he told me I'm from Israel, from Mossad, and I want to save you with Israel's connection and Turkish government connection. I'm making true everything for you, okay? I said, okay, thank you for your help. And after about 1 month, we spoke some more times, but after 1 month, they told me, I saw you working anti-regime. No, anti-regime, Iran's regime. Okay, do you want working more anti-regime? I said yes. I want.
Who asked you?
Asher. I said yes. I want everything that I can, better to Iran's regime. He told me, okay. So you can connecting to me every person, what's the name?
خیلی خوب ببین اوکی بذار من به سوفی بگم سوفی she want to with Asher say to her if you want اوکی من الان به اوکی she say to Asher say to her if you want attack on Iran or if you want destroy Iran regime best way for attack and destroy them چه میخواد ترجمه میکنی که Asher چیزی که به تو گفته رو
آره گفتش که مقامات نظامی ایران رو که کانکت
I understood, Neda. It's okay. All right, so basically what she's trying to explain is that this man, Asher, said that if you want to do something to stop Iranian regime, the best way to stop terrorism from Iran is to, you know, help me, work with me.
And introduce different people who are working for
you.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, David Horowitz, not other David.
Yes, Jude.
Okay, so this was last Sunday that this happened. This wasn't this Sunday in her house, just to be clear.
This was the first time, and this was 9 days ago.
Yep. Yes.
Yeah, that was the first time.
Right.
And then that day, what else happened? Or they left after that? They went away.
Did they take you somewhere that day, or did they
tell
just
her
talk to
him?
There?
She was Who afraid else? To tell him.
They moved me to my home in the night.
Okay, Julie, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. On that first Sunday, the conversation that Neda just described.
Was that
in her house, or did they take her somewhere else?
No, that was in her.
No, in Petah Tikva, in police station.
So on Sunday, 9 days ago, they took you away from your house.
نه در 9 روز قبل سوال میکنه.
چی؟
در مورد 9 روز قبل سوال میکنه. سوال اول دیوید در مورد 9 روز قبله. که تو
همش توی پدختیکوا بوده. از خونم اومدن منو بردن توی پلیس استیشن تو پدختیکوا که طبقه بالاش چند تا آفیسر بودن که یکیشون میگفت از مصادم، یکیشون میگفت از ساواکم.
تو رو دستگیر کردن یا به تو گفتن بریم؟
دفعه اول من رو بردن، گفتن اگر نیایی دستبند میزنیم میبریم. خودم از بچه آدم رفتم دنبالشون، دفعات بعد زنگ زدن گفتن بیا، و منم میدونستم که اگر نرم بیا میبرم.
چند دفعه تو رفتی؟
5 بار، فقط غیر از جمعه و شبات نخواستنم 5 بار.
First time when they went to her house, they should they said you should come with us, otherwise we can lock your hand and we can arrest you. So she followed them until they're off. Salam Daddy.
Just hold on.
And when she went,
that's fine, go ahead. I mute it when you're talking.
And when she went there, one officer said, I'm from Mossad, another officer, I'm from Shabbat. And five times, in different time, she went there. And they interrogate her.
Mm-hmm.
No, you can't.
Five times?
Five times.
They brought her from her house five times?
She went after first time. First time, they said, if you don't come, Sunday? We will like you.
And then this
first
week,
time
five
is Sunday.
Time?
And after Sunday, five times, different times.
Okay, yeah, okay. So, the first time that they took her, they said, okay, we have handcuffs, and you can, you know, basically you can come the easy way or you can come the hard way. So, you know, of course she was cooperative. The first time was Sunday, and after that there were five more times that they took her. Different agents introduced themselves as being from, you know, Shabak or Mossad or different agencies.
And do we know why? What were they, what alleged terrible thing is she supposed to have done?
So the
must have question was about Usher.
Yeah. So this guy who said he was, you know, who asked her to help him to find people to, you know, give information for Israel, that kind of thing. Asher, most of their questions were about him.
But they said you are dangerous for Israel.
And also they said that she's, you know, she's a danger for Israel, that kind of thing. But most of the questions were focused around him and this woman, Sherilyn.
They don't show her any document, only... چه چه کپی رو به تو نشون دادن؟
اصل برگه دادگاه رو به من نشون ندادن، کپیشو نشون دادن.
یعنی چی اصل برگه رو نشون ندادن؟
گفتن که از دادگاه دستور داریم، از دادگاه حکم گرفتیم، گفتن. اما گفتم که خب حکم رو نشون بدید، کپی به من نشون دادن. یعنی کپی بود که میشه درست، کسیه که میشه درستش کرد. اصلش نبود، مهر استمپ دادگاه روش نبود، کپی بود.
They show her one paper. That paper was not original from court, but mm-hmm. they said you have order from court
mm-hmm.
for arrested you
okay.
and interrogate you.
Okay.
But she's telling that paper was not original, was a copy.
Okay. Alright, so I guess that when she was taken into custody, they showed her one photocopy of a paper and they said that we have a warrant for your arrest. We have, you know, which
from
is from a judge. But they never showed her the original version of those documents. It was only something that they showed her a photocopy of.
Okay, just you know, there's a limit to the specifics that are even useful for me to begin to understand because I have no idea. I just want to understand, Julie, if you can ask, you know, what are they now saying they want to do, suspect her of, plan to do? What is supposed to happen next?
She hasn't been, you know, charged with anything. Only they're coming to her and they're questioning her repetitively about the same things over and over again.
And they said she should shut her mouth about this.
And, you know, they were extremely specific that she not share her experience, that she not talk about what happened.
Oh, they said you are working for Iran spy agency.
Okay.
And they said she's dangerous for Israel.
Okay, wait. That's enough. I understand. And they said that she's working for Iran spy agency. They said that she's a danger for Israel.
And therefore they're going to do what?
Was there any kind of specific threat that they made?
Neda?
Neda? What will they do to her in the future? What are they threatening to do with her?
in the future. بهت چی گفتن؟ گفتن در آینده باهات چیکار میکنیم؟
دیشب دیگه خیلی به فشار آوردن. ساعت 2 نصف شب وقتی که من نگردستم گفتم خودمو میکشم اینجا. خودمو من اینجا میکشم. اگر برم نکنی برم من خودمو اینجا میکشم. رفتن یه روانپزشک آوردن، یه روانشناس آوردن که باهم حرف بزنه، آرومم بکنه. نمیدونم قصدشون واقعا خیر بوده یا نبوده. اما بعدش نهایتا تلفنم بهم دادن، گفتن به هیچ کسی تماس نمیگیری، به هیچ کسی در این مورد چی نمیگی، یکی دو روز استراحت میکنی بعد بهت زنگ میزنیم بیای دوباره.
آه تو دیشب اینطوری بهت فرد کردن. اوکی سو شی واز این دیر آفیس انتیل 2 ام دی سید شی سید آی ویل کیل مای سلف if you don't let me go. And finally they bring one psychologist and they said okay, and psychologist talk with her and they said okay, you can go to the home and rest
but we'll come back
and you will not talk with anyone and we will call you again for come here and tell to him about the trick which they do because this she trick. Said to me send message to him
I got
she
it.
Called okay.
Okay, David, just two important points. So one of the times before she knew that she was going to be going to meet with these people, whichever agency they were employed by, she said to, I think I mentioned this to you before, she said to David and myself, if something happens, please reach out to Times of Israel, please reach out to, David. You know, specifically she wanted us to reach out to you. And, you know, afterwards she called and it was very strange because suddenly she called, what night was it?
2 days before.
Yeah, so 2 days ago she called us and she said, don't call anyone, everything is fine, but, you know, her voice wasn't normal. And I mean, she's been detained since that time.
She said, I'm so okay.
Yeah. And when she called, she said, I'm fine, something like this, but it, you know, obviously, you know, she didn't sound like she was in a good state of mind. So she was detained until 2 a.m., I guess, from last night your time. And, basically she said that, okay, if you don't let me go, I'm going to commit suicide. They called a psychologist in who spoke with her, and they said, okay, you can go home, but we're going to call you to be interrogated again. And if, you know, in the, like, between, you know, the time that she was dropped off at home and the next time that they pick her up, they forbid her from speaking with anyone.
Oh, tell him, even she...
And that's
she's
where she went to Tel Aviv?
Sorry?
Oh, she went to Tel Aviv for a talk with Sila.
She went to Tel Aviv to speak with her friend Sila.
She was afraid.
Because she was, you know, obviously she was not
and
feeling
Sila
secure.
Said you can talk with David.
And it was her friend Sila. Went. Sorry?
Yeah, no, carry on. I just want to... The last 24 hours, I'm not quite understanding that.
Okay, so to the best of my understanding and, you know, basically at 2 a.m. they let her go home. She was obviously afraid to be by herself.
To come back home.
You know, she was afraid to even go to her house. So she went to Tel Aviv and she stayed with her friend Sila for a short period of time. And then her friend Sila directed her that she should go and speak with you before taking any other actions.
And
Sila, what does she think she should do next? What does Nella think she should do next?
ندا تو خودت فکر می‌کنی باید چی کار کنی؟
نمی‌دونم. I don't know nothing from here, Lloyd. I don't know what happened. I don't know John چی میشه.
Crime.
Crime. She doesn't know what her crime was, is what she's saying. She doesn't know what she did wrong.
And as far as she knows, they will come and ask her more questions. That's
yes, exactly. I think she should mention about the physical torture. Because
okay. Julie, anything smart that you guys have to say?
Thank you very much, David. I think even when she was in Turkey and Turkish intelligence service interrogate us, we mentioned to them, which before everything, I think she need to psychologist because even in Turkey, she was not in good position. And even in this time, I don't think she can explain herself as well, in my opinion.
She can't express herself properly, basically, because, you know,
I believe she needs a psychologist.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, basically, the two of us just really, really agree that she, you know, the best place for her is probably in some kind of a, you know, in a position where she could recuperate psychologically.
She had a panic.
I mean, you know, she's so...
Only her hope is David. And she thinks if she talk with lawyer, maybe it will be good, but only her hope. And she don't know anything of role of Israel. And only person who trusts is David.
Yeah, yeah. David, she's saying that the only person she trusts is you. And she doesn't know anything about, you know, obviously litigation in Israel or laws in Israel. So, you know, she thinks maybe she wants to talk with a lawyer, but she wanted to speak with you, you know, before anything else. I think she just didn't want you to be surprised with anything, or, you know, she really values your opinion.
Well, look, you know, Julie, I think that the reason that she got into this country was because of the things that I did, and therefore I understand why she rightly can trust me, but I'm way out of my depth.
Yeah, we are sure to tell you. You are sure to
tell her that. Even you say to her.
Yeah, yeah, of course. I mean, you know,
yeah,
obviously.
If you could tell her that, that would be helpful.
Okay.
You know, I'm the person who probably was more relevant than most in getting her to safety, but I am out of my depth and I have no idea what is going on.
We can mention about the trick by Usher. We believe it. Usher lied to her.
Yeah, yeah. He wants you to translate what he just said to her.
Ah, okay. Neda. Neda. اون چیزی که دیوید گفت اینه که خب مسلمه در دلیلی که تو در اسرائیل هستی اینه که کمک های اون بوده و اگر دلیلی هم که تو بهش اطمینان داری خب بخاطر تو باید بدونی که در حالت دیوید هر کاری کرد که تو در واقع جونت رو نجات بدی و امروز در اسرائیل باشی. ولی در مورد یک سری از چیزها آره اون چیزی هم که هست تو باید بدونی که در هر صورت دیوید هم خودش گیج شده و از بخش از این ماجرا سر در نمیاره. مسئله دیگه ای که من فقط میتونم الان توضیح بدم و به چیز بگم که برای دیوید برگردونه اینه که آشر در مواردی به تو دروغ گفت، چون وقتی تو در ترکیه بودی به تو اعلام کرد که موساد تو رو تایید کرده و در واقع دولت اسرائیل خواسته که تو در اسرائیل باشی، درسته؟
I trusting to you and Linda.
Okay, اونو فهمید، اون جوابتو داد. الان بگو که الان چیکار کنه دیوید برای تو.
I came here and I told to you and Linda. I don't know how can I do. How should be I do? What happened?
He doesn't know either. He told her that he doesn't know either, right?
I don't know my right. I don't know. Israel's law, I don't know.
Okay, Neda, ما اینا رو توضیح دادیم. الان بگو چی میخوای.
جرم گفتی چی میشه؟
ببین.
What's my crime?
Tell her this crying can't.
میخوام روشن بشه این مسئله. میخوام کمکم بکنه که.
It's 4:00 in the morning. I'm not here to hear her cry.
دست از سرم بردارن. حقیقت روشن بشه.
ببین ندا، من فکر نمی کنم خیلی چیزها لزوم باشه. چه کار از دست دیوید برمید برای انجام بده؟
نمیدونم. اگه میدونستم که نمیگفتم.
I think last thing it's which you can translate for Neda, it's he believed to judge of David and she loved the true will be
okay, that's all.
Sure.
Okay, David, just one last thing, because it's 4 o'clock in the morning here and I'm sure you have a lot of things to do. Hello?
Is I'm listening.
Oh, okay. All right. So basically she just says that she, you know, she wanted to hear your opinion before everything else. She trusts what you say.
She believed to his judgment.
You know, she trusts her judgment, basically.
Yes, is the main point. I see.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, she already did something that they told her not to do, which is that she came here. That's the first thing.
Which organization told her not? Oh, yeah, okay. I see what you mean. Yep, okay.
They told her not to speak to anybody, and she came here and she spoke to us.
Yeah.
It seemed that's okay. I mean, that's her choice.
Just out of curiosity, David, I don't know, you know, I have no idea about Israeli constitutional law, but is this like a standard thing that if the government interrogates you, you're not allowed to talk about it?
Okay.
All right.
Now it seems to me she has two choices. It's nice that she wants to talk to me, but I'm not. I was a good person to talk to get her out of Turkey. That was good. She made a good choice there.
Yes.
I'm not the person who can help her now.
Okay.
This is a whole different field.
Yeah,
not
sure.
Not that I want to help her, but this is not my world at all.
Yeah, of course.
It seems to me she has two choices. Number one is to go back home and wait for them to come again and do what they ask her to do or not do what they ask her to do, and whatever will happen will happen. And number two is to call a lawyer. I would think that the right lawyer to start with would be the lawyer who has been handling her status in Israel, because I assume that they certainly have more experience in this world than any of the other lawyers.
Should
I
mention about
those
her going to the media?
I can only see those two options. I don't know of any other options. Like I say, one is go back home, wait for them to come again. I have no idea what happens next. And the second is to go to a lawyer.
Of course,
if she goes to a lawyer, that's something else they told her not to do. But I don't see any other choices that I know of.
Yeah, sure. Because, all right.
So first of all, could you tell her that?
Sure. Just translate.
راه حل دیوید برات داره راه حل اول که بود
برگردم خونه
راه حل اول اینه که نهایتا نه خون معرف خونه غیر خونه راه حل اول اینه که خب نهایتا باید صبر کنی وقتی اونو تماس گرفتن جوابشون رو بدی و راه حل دوم اینه که با وکیل تماس گرفته بشه و دیوید گفت که حتی خودش هم از یک سری از ماجراها که نمیدونه واقعا باید چی کار کرد و جز این دو راه حل دیگه ای نداره. در مورد ترکیه گفتش که تونسته چیز کنه ولی در مورد اینجا بخش از قوانین اونجا رو اون هم در این مورد نمیدونه که چی درست هست و بنابراین تو
به وکیلم بگه که اون پیگیر قضیه بشه و وقتی ازم خواستن که برم وکیلم با هم بیاد
با وکیل باید صحبت کنی خودت اولین کاری که باید can she talk with her lawyer and tell they will tell to lawyer when they ask her lawyer come with her to
yeah
okay.
Okay, so she wants to know is it like within the realm of possibility that the lawyer come with her during her interrogations. This was her question.
Again, I don't know the answer. Within the realm of possibility, I have no idea. Julie, the truth is I have no idea.
Really?
Okay.
I don't know.
So only you can talk with lawyer, I think.
Yeah, so the only thing she can do is talk with lawyer. I mean, you know, here we have Miranda rights and, you know, all these other things, but I don't know anything about Israel, so...
I'm sure that most of the same rights apply in both countries, and I don't have any expertise, but I would have thought there is far more intelligence services to take action in the short term.
Sure,
but I don't know the specifics.
Yeah, of course.
I don't advise her on things I don't know.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Okay, so pretty much all she can do is go to her lawyer at this point.
Well, what you explained to her what I said?
What
did she say?
She just wanted us to ask you about having the lawyer come with her.
So explain to her that I just don't know.
Okay, so on lawyer can tell to her.
Yeah.
دادا صدامو داری؟ دیوید نمیدونه، تو باید از وکیل سوال کنی که آیا وکیل میتونه با تو بیاد یا نه، چون این در مورد سازمان اطلاعاتی مربوط میشه، مربوط میشه به اینتلیجنس سرویس. اگر
خب من نمیتونم اینا رو توضیح بدم برای وکیلم که.
خب ما بقیه موقعی که وکیل رو پیدا کردی تا حدی که بتونیم ما براش توضیح میدیم دیگه. بستگی به تو داره، میخوای میتونی باهاش صحبت کنی. آره ولی ببین،
yep.
I guess just one last thing I want to clarify. As far as she knows, if she goes home, they will come again and they will keep questioning her. To what end? Where is this heading?
There hasn't been any clear explanation to her. I mean, as far as...
Except Usher and her connection with Usher.
Yeah, I mean, there hasn't been any clear explanation given to her. And I mean, like, even just now... I mean, here we translated into Farsi what you said, and she still can't quite comprehend it. You know what I mean? So really, I think, you know, she might have been sleep deprived. I don't know. Really, I mean, it seems like the only thing for her to do is go to a lawyer, but, you know, just one last time, I really want to stress that she needs some kind of psychological assistance at this time. Anyway, I think that's all you need.
We can translate it to Neda.
Yeah, yeah, sure. Neda?
What?
خیلی خب، ندا، برای آخرین جمله، چیزی که فقط دیوید گفت اینه که بستگی به تو داره که میخوای بری اونجا و چیز کنی. منتها مسئله‌ای که وجود داره اینه که دیوید دوباره این سوال از تو کرد. تأکید اونها
اونجا منو هی تهدیدم میکنن. برگردونیم ایران، برگردونیم اینطور.
اوکی، سوال اونها، سوال عمده اونها چی بوده از تو؟
همش در مورد آسر و زنگی ازم پرسن چه فعالیت زده اسرائیل کردی، چه فعالیت زده اسرائیل کردی. هرچی بهشون میگم من هیچ فعالیت زده اسرائیل نکردم، اصلا ایدئولوژی من نسبت به اینجا متفاوته. باز چه فعالیت زده اسرائیل که نه دیگه، دو این میگه نه دیگه، داری دروغ میگی. به راستش بگو چه فعالیتی بر ضد اسرائیل کردی، چه فعالیتی بر ضد اسرائیل کنی.
اینو از روز اول این سوال کرده،
تهدید میکنن، هی منو تهدید میکنن که برم گردن ترکیه، برم میگردونن ایران، و من این اطمینان خاطر رو ندارم که هر بار که میرم اونجا با این تهدیدها عملی نشه. میترسم و به شدت فوبیا پیدا کردم.
ببین خب دیوید هم حق داره البته، اون که کاری نمیتونه. گوش کن، به نظر من الان نمیخواد نگران باشی.
اینو الان بگو، این چیزی که گفتم الان لطفاً بگو.
بیشتر سوالی که ازت کردن در مورد این بوده که تو چه فعالیتی بر علیه اسرائیل کردی.
در مورد آشه، در مورد ارتباط هم آشه، و اینکه چه فعالیتی بر ضد اسرائیل کردی.
بیشتر سوال ها در این محور بوده، درسته؟
آره.
Okay, the more of the most of the question was about what's your relationship with Usher, and what did you do about anti-Israel for attack on Israel?
Okay, so I guess what she's saying is the main just group of questions were asking her connection with this man Asher, and if she did anything to attack or, you know, make any kind of problem for Israel.
And they said, we can return you to Iran. Okay.
And, you know, it was just the continual threats.
Okay. All right.
And Esker going alone to this police station because they attacked me. Attacked.
شکایت بخواست بکنه. بخواست حمله کنه. میخواست شکنجت کنه.
نه. تهدید.
تریتمنت.
چی؟
بگو که تریتمنت.
She's afraid because they threatened her so much and you know, she's afraid to be alone in this time.
Understood.
تهدید کردن که میخوام برات گردم.
تهدید میکنن که برات میگردم.
خب دیگه ما اینو ترجمه کردیم. اوکی ما اینو ترجمه کردیم برای دیوید. اینو تا اینو بیش از 10 بار
گفتی. اینو الان بگو.
She's telling the treatment message to her which they will return you to Iran or Turkey.
I already said that like 15.
She's telling you don't send, you can tell people last time.
Okay, Neda, I'm repeating this for the last time, okay? Look.
Okay.
Okay. David, I'm sorry. Again, she wanted me to repeat that they threatened to send her back to Iran or to Turkey, and this is something that they just kept saying over and over again.
Understood.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. Alright, okay. Thank you guys.
Thank you very much,
yeah,
David.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Alright, goodbye.
Okay, khodafez dada.
Alright. Alright, bye.